Central Missouri Bank.
Memorize your PIN. Never write it down on anything in your wallet and never on your card.
Avoid choosing PIN numbers that relate to your personal information like birthdays or social security numbers. Never share your PIN with anyone. If your card becomes lost or stolen, report it to us immediately. You can also notify us about travel plans and request travel alerts on your card.
Your debit and ATM card security is important to us.
Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Glasgow High School. Already a minute and a half into this boys' contest. Senior night actually went about 4 minutes shorter than what we were forecasting. So it's 3-2 in favor of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. They got a three from Adrees Hamilton on the right elbow. And now a rattling three by Brandon Prensler won't go. And Madison had a layup by Raven Thornton. And so our score is 3-2 in favor of Glasgow. We'll go through the starting five here in just a moment. Here's Joe O'Bannon for Madison from the left elbow. Now inside for Raven Thornton. Now back up top to Tyler Buck. Tries to get a partial screen on the man-to-man. Over to Wanderley. Right wing. This is pass inside for Jimmy Layton. His two, and it's rebounded by Glasgow's Briar Boss. It is senior night in Glasgow, so senior start for the Yellow Jackets. That's Brandon Prensler, Adrees Hamilton, Jacob Bean, Briar Boss, and Logan Fimler. We get our first foul in the game from the inside, and this will belong to Raven Thornton, the Madison senior. His first, as Adrees Hamilton will go to the line for two. Tyler Wanderley, Tyler Buck, Raven Thornton, Joe O'Bannon, Jimmy Layton, the starting five for Madison. Hamilton misses the first, and now it will be Caleb Chapman, the senior, checking in for Thornton. Madison in the home white uniforms, gold numbers, black trim around those, and going right to left on your radio dial as Hamilton knocks home the second. Talked to Coach Kropp Friday. He was 63 points away from 1,000 in his career, that being Adrees Hamilton. And he's a little bit closer to that as Hierarchy 2 will go in for Joe O'Bannon and the Madison Panthers and the royal purple uniforms, white numbers, gold trim. Adrees Hamilton rocking some purple shoes this evening on senior night from the right elbow. Pump fakes the three. Adrees lobs one inside to Boss. Now back up to the top for Prensler. Left wing, Jacob Bean. Now Prensler at the top. Right side, Hamilton. Pump fakes the shot. Now they'll try left wing. Jacob Bean off the trap. Back up top. Trying to drive. Prensler, his shot. He'll go to the line for two. Solid cut there from the senior Brandon Prensler. And the foul will go on Jimmy Layton, his first foul. Deshaun Cowens takes a seat, and Logan Fimler gets a round of applause as Drew Sanders comes into the game, and it'll be now a floor foul as they have a little bit of extra discussion. And now at the top, here is the freshman Drew Sanders to the right wing for Brandon Prensler. Working around Hamilton, wide open catch and release. Three, cashes in. He's 2 for 2. 7 points for the senior Adrees Hamilton. And 7-4 in favor of Glasgow. At the top, here's Caleb Chapman. Senior for the Panthers, straps it off to Tyler Buck. Buck drives, kicks out to O'Bannon. Joe O'Bannon right side, now to Wanderley. His three-point try off the back of the rim, and it's Adrees on the rebound. Up the right wing he goes, squirts around the big man. Now Adrees goes his underhand, and the foul called. Taking a spill, or actually a charge, was Adrees Hamilton. His first, as that was Jimmy Layton that got square to the senior. Here's Buck. To the left side for Wanderley. Now back to Buck to the right wing for Wanderley. Looking for a bounce pass down low for Wanderley and Layton. And out of reach for both of them. Madison ball. As it's tipped out. Here's Jimmy Layton. To the right wing for Caleb Chapman. To O'Bannon. Back to Layton. He curls in with four. Heaves the shot and gets it in. Jimmy Layton on the board for Madison. 7-6. Here's the point guard, Prinsler. Now to Boss. Kick out left side for the freshman, Sanders. Catching and releases and buries the three. Drew Sanders. Now a regular starter for the Yellow Jackets has been picking up his scoring average as of late from the Slater tournament. Now down on the baseline. Here is Chapman up top here for Layton. Now down low for Chapman. Through the double team in and blocked away by Deshaun Cowens. And now it is Drew Sanders. Prinsler back to Sanders. Releases another three. And Boss on the rebound. But bats it right in the hands of Wanderley. Now to Buck. Bounce to Chapman. Tries to work around Boss out of the baseline. Back up top. Look for a three as Buck doesn't take it. Now Chapman instead will do just that. And that's a little too strong. And a little bit of contact off the rebound. Foul will get called on Tyler Wanderley. That'll be his first foul. And Joe O'Bannon checks out of the game for Madison. And looks like Thornton is back in on the left corner. Here's Sanders for Glasgow. Now they'll come right wing Hamilton from the right elbow. He's 3-for-3 from that spot. A quick 10 for Adrace Hamilton. Come to the top of the key. Now Hamilton draws the turnover. All the way up the floor to Prinsler. A little too strong. Boss snatches it away. His high post shot, no problem. Timeout called by the Madison Panthers. 30-second timeout for Dalton Armitrout as we take a look at some of your fine sponsors for making this broadcast possible. That includes Meyer Satellite, Monning Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, Glasgow School District, all of Glasgow, Xavier Storage Company, Madison C3 School, both in Madison, 7800 Taxi Service, Thomas Motors, both in Moberly, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, MFA Agri Services, Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville, Alliant Bank of Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, Monroe City, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Science Sugar, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. On to the left wing. This is Wanderley. His shot, and it was batted down by Boss. Got a little bit of the forearm, and this should be the first one on the senior. Actually, no, they'll give it to the freshman instead, Drew Sanders. So Tyler Wanderley to the line for two. First one on its way, and that is to the left. Wanderley, a 48% free throw shooter on the year, averaging a little over 7 points a game. Second one on the way. Off the back, and that is taken away by Boss. Now to Sanders, to Prinsler. Slows tempo down for the Yellow Jackets. Right wing for Hamilton. Back up top. Now they'll go left wing. Sanders, Cowens, Prinsler, Hamilton, right wing three. This time it's to the right. Layton the rebound for Madison. Across the timeline he goes. Now taken away by Hamilton and alone in. Oh, he's one of. Thought about the dunk, but thought wisely. Hamilton with a dozen. Now on the screen, Buck to Colston. He tries to drive from the high post. Trying to roll one back out to Layton. Not available. Now to the left side. Hamilton reads it. Now he's in alone in another layup. Patrice Hamilton has Madison's number here in the first quarter. With 58 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Here's Wanderley. Now Boss. Down the right baseline. Goes out of bounds. And it will go back to the Panthers. Here's Tyler Buck to Wanderley. Tries to drive, can't do so. Back up top. Thinking it was Chapman at the top of the key for a three, doesn't do so. Now back to Buck. out to Wonderly. Right wing, Chapman. Chapman, pump fakes to three, takes it to the baseline, pump fakes one more time, and got the Glasgow man up, and Caleb Chapman gets his first points. 20 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Prentzler now for Glasgow. Across the Yellow Jacket logo. Hamilton to the right side. Back up top. Sanders to Hamilton. Curls in. No look pass for Boss. Was going up and was blocked from behind by Chapman. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. Chapman pulls up left elbow. Three. Too shy. 19-8. Adrees Hamilton putting on a show in the first quarter for the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Second one's up next on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
MFA AgriService in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA AgriService of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Joe O'Bannon will inbound it for the Madison Panthers to start the second quarter. They're in the royal purple uniforms with the white numbers and gold trim. As driving to the lane is Caleb Chapman with two on him. He'll go to the line as the foul will get called on Deshaun Cowens. His first, and Chapman, 51% from the charity stripe this year, on his way with the first and knocks it in. McCrop mentioned that Chapman was going to be one of the people that Glasgow was planning to key in on, aside for Layton in this contest. A big body, and he goes 2 for 2 from the line. Didn't get the start tonight, but can make an impact. He'll be important as Logan Fimler looked a little shocked. He was surprisingly open at the high post, and Drew Sanders scraps out a rebound for the Yellow Jackets. Here's Prentzler. Point guard gives it Hamilton on the right wing. Now goes back over to Prentzler. Left side, Sanders. Prentzler, Hamilton, open right wing, doesn't take the three. Now allows one left corner for Sanders. He'll tack the baseline. A little teardropper from about 5 feet out, and it goes over into the hands for Chapman. Now to Tyler Buck. Cross to O'Bannon. Joe O'Bannon through the zone and stripped away by Sanders. He'll take it across the timeline. Top of the key, right wing, Hamilton. At the top, and an elbow call on Joe O'Bannon. That will be his first foul. So Logan Fimler and Brandon Prentzler check out. Briar Boss and Jacob Bean come in this place. Here is Bean. Left side, Drew Sanders, catcher in the lease. The three did everything but drop. Chapman the rebound, now over to Buck. He'll take it across the timeline, now top of the key, left side, O'Bannon. High lobber for Layton on the triple team. His underhand and a floor foul coming up. Looks like this will belong to Boss. So he's going in for the reach. His first. Layton, a high lobber on the fingertips of Wanderley. Hamilton the steal, reverse, breaks the ankles of a Madison Panther and takes it to the rim. Oh my, what a move by Adrees Hamilton. He's putting on a show here in this senior night for Glasgow, and a travel called on Madison. So Jacob Bean now to Sanders, to Cowens on the baseline. Turnaround two. In, and a timeout called by the Panthers. It's a full. We'll do it too. 23-10 all Glasgow on Cress.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
MFA Agri-Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
...23-10 in favor of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Got Joe O'Bannon for Madison. Trying to go through two Yellow Jackets now in the right corner for Buck. To O'Bannon. Bounce pass inside. Chapman's two, and it's blocked by Cowens. Up the right wing now is Boss, and he gets called for it to carry as he tried to pull up at the arc. So far, 2 points for Raven Thornton, O'Bannon, Layton, four for Chapman, and that's the 10 points for Madison. Adrice Hamilton already with 15. And he might get more on its way. Another layup. Now for the senior. He has outscored the Madison Panthers himself. On the left elbow, Joe O'Bannon. Out to Tyler Buck. Goes in and taken away by the senior Bean. Now to Hamilton. Lows one in. And the alley-oop and dunk for Briar Boss. That gets the Glasgow crowd on its feet. Credit Hamilton for setting that up on the left wing. Here's O'Bannon. And it was a tip. And I don't think that will be the last potentially in this game. Oh, man, Briar Boss. He got high there. I'll give him about a two-foot vertical there almost. Right wing, Sanders trying to add on to the party. Now Boss out of control. Another layup and another timeout called by Dalton Armitrout. Another full, and we'll do it as well. 29-10, Glasgow on Cress.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Alliant Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play purchases. All for doing simple things you'd do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid, bank local. That's free Kasasa checking. It's like keeping what you buy and getting your money back. This is Madsen Miller. For full details, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City. Or go to AlliantBank.com for your free account. Member FDIC.
Are you tired of parking your car on the street because your garage is full of clutter? Is navigating your basement like running an obstacle course? Are your closets overflowing? Get rid of that clutter and reclaim your space by storing unused items that you can't bear to part with at Xavier Storage Company, located just east of the four-way stop in downtown Madison. You can rent space by contacting Virgil Hewlin with Xavier Storage Company in Madison at 660-291-4282, a proud supporter of the Madison Panthers.
Dalton Armitrout has been a busy man on the Madison Panther sideline trying to get his players coached up as they trail 29-10. Already have utilized three timeouts here. We're not even halfway through the second quarter. We'll kick out to Tyler Buck in high post. Chapman pump fakes the three down to the baseline. out of control, his two, and Glasgow another rebound. Just simply cannot get any kind of offense going. Here's Deshaun Cowens. Now to Prinsler in the high post, right side. Hamilton doesn't take the three. He keeps it, guarded by his 11 counterpart. Now Cowens off the window and in. To Tyler Buck. Joe O'Bannon. To Wonderly. Left side for Buck. Guarded closely by Hamilton. He bumped him, and he'll pick up his second foul. Down on the baseline as Caleb Chapman, and out of his reach and out. So Prinsler will give it to Drew Sanders. Left elbow, the three, got it. Yellow Jackets running away, 34-10. Buck, Layton, surrounded by two, with three on him, and it is going to be Boss on the rebound. To Hamilton, pulls up, drops another three. Now for Wonderly, down low for Layton from the baseline. Now the right elbow to the right. That's O'Bannon. Doesn't go. Sanders now takes it. To Prinsler. Inside. Cowens. Layton with the steal. To Joe O'Bannon. He comes right side. Now to Layton. Masson tries to get something going here. Buck through the double team. To the rim and in. Tyler Buck's first points. Now Hamilton on the right corner. Another sidestep three. He is hot. You can't stop him. 24 points for Adrees Hamilton in the half. And now a charge will get called on Madison. Tyler Buck. That is his first foul. Minute 50 to go in the half. And that will go out of bounds. Glasgow possession in front of the Madison bench. Now we get a whistle. And apparently they had the incorrect inbound, so now it'll be Adrees Hamilton that will take it instead of the wing. It'll be the baseline. Cowens around to the right side. Drew Sanders to three, over, and into the hands of O'Bannon. Minute 30 to go here in half. Taken away by Caleb Chapman. And Briar Boss gets called for the pushing foul. Already seven fouled. That's the downer of this half for the Glasgow Yellow Jackets, and Caleb Chapman will have a one-on-one coming up. Front end is in. Second shot coming. In halftime, we're going to attempt to catch up with Lady Jacket coach Molly Monaghan, talk about her side of things off of a 44-37 loss as Chapman makes the second. Lady Panthers win of 44-37 in the girls' contest earlier tonight. Here's Prinsler now to Sanders. Into the left corner for Cowens. Now Drew Sanders, his three-point try. Let's go. Offensive board and a reverse layup for Breyer Boss. He is 8. Minute to go here in the half. Chapman from the baseline. The 2 off the window, gets his own rebound, and that second one goes over to Layton. One more try, and that's his first field goal of the quarter. That's a guy that Madison needs to get more involved, is Jimmy Layton. Credit Glasgow, they've been doing a good job keying in on him defensively, making someone else beat them. Here's Adrees Hamilton, another 3. He actually missed this time, believe it or not. And he takes accountability, and now he'll go ahead and take a seat in all likelihood for the last part of the half. Here's Tyler Buck at the top of the key. Now to Jimmy Layton. Looks like Madison will hold for the last shot. 10 seconds to go. Layton drives from the right wing, and a blocking foul called. It is Prinsler that picks it up. One-on-one coming up. Layton has been described as a freak athlete. His first shot on the way. We'll get another. 42-17. All Glasgow. Second one coming. Layton takes 8 dribbles. Drops to second. 7.8. Prinsler across the timeline. 4 seconds. 3 seconds to the inside. Look for Cowens. And it will just be Rackus under the bucket. Adrees Hamilton puts up 24 points in the first half as Glasgow goes into the locker room. 42-18. We'll take a break on Crescent Central, MoInfo.com, and Lady Jacket coach Molly Monig will catch up with us after the break on the Superstation.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Here are a few debit and ATM card safety reminders from Regional Missouri Bank.
Memorize your PIN. Never write it down on anything in your wallet and never on your card.
Avoid choosing PIN numbers that relate to your personal information like birthdays or social security numbers. Never share your PIN with anyone.
If your card becomes lost or stolen, report it to us immediately. You can also notify us about travel plans and request travel alerts on your card.
Your debit and ATM card security is important to us.
Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. The question is, what gift are you getting for the one you love? We get it. It's not easy. Love is a dangerous game. Thankfully, though, guaranteed wins exist at Helzberg Diamonds. Right now, save $400 on the half-carat total weight diamond heart pendant, only $299.99. This Thursday, February 14th, show Cupid who's boss. Be the hero on Valentine's Day and give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds.
Back here on Crest Central, MoInfo.com. Lady Jacket coach Molly Monick joining us here to talk a little bit about The 44-37 defeat they faced tonight against the Madison Lady Panthers. Coach, I thought, first off, I thought there's a lot of bright spots in this game for your Lady Jackets, going toe-to-toe with a team that's been getting a lot of Class 1 votes as of late. How did you see it tonight?
Oh, I thought we played really well for 30 minutes, and then for a two-minute stretch, we were pretty poor defensively. That was a really big momentum shift in the game late in early in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that momentum shift you're alluding to. I assume that was the beginning of the 4-4 with Keely Bennett getting three triples.
Yeah, and there were three triples from the same spot on the floor, and we'd done a good job of talking about not really contesting too much in the high post because their girls that catch in the high post don't look to score and playing on the top side of the player in the high post. And for that little bit of stretch, for whatever reason, we just, I don't know if it was fatigue or what, we didn't do that. And to her credit, she hit three big shots.
So you kept it close during those three quarters. As a matter of fact, you actually led at halftime 22-19. What allowed you to stay course with them offensively until that point?
Well, obviously Brenna Hubbard had a really big game. She's been playing really well for us. I wish she would have been a little more assertive, especially in the second half, but I also know that she's trying to get us some continuity on offense. But offensively, at times, we were really solid, and then in our half-court offense, there were moments where we just weren't spaced very well, and if we had the opportunity to attack, we were a little bit too hesitant, and then we attacked at the wrong time, so there was just, we couldn't get a whole lot going at times. We have a good possession, then we'd have a bad possession. We'd like to string a few of those together.
Yeah,
good ones together.
Yeah, no question about that. And just looking ahead a little, hopefully the wire cooperates with you guys, because I know games have really been a struggle here down the road to really get in. But you got Slater tomorrow night, then New Franklin, then I guess Slater again?
Yes.
Twice in a week?
Yeah, twice in a week. And, you know, it'll be three tough games. Three games that we'll have to play very, very hard and very well defensively.
And go ahead and tell us a little bit about just your district overall. I know you'll be the number two seed. What kind of district are we going to be expecting in Class 1 District 11 here?
There's a lot of very good teams in there. Pine Avalon's obviously very good. Hale's very good. Northwestern's very good. There's just a lot of Meadville's good. There's a lot of teams that night in and night out can cause us problems. But I think that if we play physical and play sound defensively and stay focused, that we have a good opportunity to be successful in our district.
They're going to be the number two seed in that district. Molly Monick, really appreciate you joining us here for halftime, and enjoy the Adrees Hamilton show going on.
Yeah, he's playing very well. He's a good kid.
All right, thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.
Molly Monick joining us here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Really appreciate her taking some time to talk to us despite a win or defeat. And when we come back, we'll take a look at some of your first half stats from the boys' game next on Crest.
The name Yellow Jacket strikes fear in anyone. Just like the Yellow Jacket found in nature, the Glasgow Yellow Jackets are bold, aggressive, and use teamwork to dominate. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Glasgow School District would like to take a moment to express their pride in the Glasgow Yellow Jackets, who strive to excel in their athletics as well as in the classroom. A big thanks goes to the coaching staff, parents, fans, and those who work hard behind the scenes, encouraging the Yellow Jackets to always do their best. MFA Agri-Service in Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville takes pride in serving area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. Farmers, do you have questions or need advice regarding your farming operation, such as fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, animal health, custom spraying, or custom spreading? Stop by MFA Agri-Service of Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville and let their top quality products and experience go to work for you.
Quick check of some of your first half stats on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. It's the Yellow Jackets lead 42-18. Adrees Hamilton with a total of 24 points for the Yellow Jackets in that first half. Drew Sanders with 6. Briar Boss with 8. Deshaun Cowens with 4. Meanwhile, for Madison, 18 points. Caleb Chapman with 6. Jimmy Layton also with 6. Tyler Buck, Raven Fortin, and Joe O'Bannon each with a field goal for those 18 points. We'll have the second half between Madison and Glasgow coming up in 2 minutes on KRAS Moberly, as it's 8:03 and online at CentralMoInfo.com.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Alliant Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play purchases, all for doing simple things you'd do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid, bank local. That's free Kasasa checking. It's like keeping what you buy and getting your money back. This is Madsen Miller. For full details, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City. Or go to AlliantBank.com for your free account. Member FDIC.
Are you looking to update your home? La Crosse Lumber of Glasgow can assist you. La Crosse Lumber has all your residential and commercial remodeling and new construction needs. From a full line of power tools to a full stock of supplies, they have everything to get the job done right. Ask about their delivery services as well. For all your lumber and home repair needs, stop by or call La Crosse Lumber, the oldest and most reliable lumber and hardware company in the Midwest since 1873. La Crosse Lumber, located on Highway 5 just north of Glasgow. La Crosse Lumber is a proud supporter of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
It's a truck extravaganza at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors has special pricing on trucks all month long. Get sweet deals on a 2019 Chevy Silverado Alaskan Edition, a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab 4x4, a 2017 Chevy Colorado Crew Cab 4x4, and so many more sweet deals. Visit the Thomas Motors showroom in Moberly or view their inventory at thomasmcrs.com. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer in Moberly.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Just about ready to get going here to start the second half between the Madison Panthers and the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. 42-18 in favor of the Yellow Jackets of Glasgow, trying to pick up win number 13 on the 2018-19 campaign. Madison hoping to avoid taking their 14th loss. A lot of work to do, especially in containing Adrice Hamilton, who is nearing the 1,000-point milestone. Prior to the game against Pilot Grove, he had a total of 63, but I was asking Coach Monig off air if he was any closer as Briar Boss gets another dunk, snuck in back door. But to finish that point, Monick said he only had a single-digit game against Pilot Grove. He was 62 or so away from 1,000, and obviously getting a lot closer. He'd have to have put up another at least 20 points if we even want to have that conversation. Or maybe him even reaching that, but he did get a lot closer with that first half performance, and the first shot is going to go in for Tyler Buck after foul called on Briar Boss while he was attacking the lane. Second one on its way and in. ...44-20 in favor of the Yellow Jackets. Here's Drew Sanders for Glasgow. On to the left wing for Deshaun Cowens. Right wing for Hamilton. Takes it down to the lane. Rolls one over to Cowens. His layup on the opposite wing is in. Now left side, here's Joe O'Bannon. No one available for him. Now gets some support from Wanderley. He comes up top of the key. Wanderley from the left wing. Now to O'Bannon. To Buck. Bounce pass inside to Layton. On the double team is turned around. Two, and that is too strong. Boss to board. To Sanders. Now to Hamilton. Right wing for Prentzler. Up top to Hamilton. Tries to drive. Can't do so. Sanders open on the left wing. Boss coming around the baseline. Now right wing for Adrice. Throws one in. Now to Cowens. Open on the baseline and gets another layup. Deshaun Cowens averaging about 8 a game, on par run with that. 28-point lead. Now Hamilton gets to steal in and alone. Reverse and in. Now to the right side. Sanders to Buck. Going down low for Layton, and a tie up on the jump. This will go to the Yellow Jackets as Prinsler was at the bottom of the hardwood. Or check that. It's Madison. Layton, left wing. Open is O'Bannon. Catcher release three. Layton on the opposite side, and the putback doesn't go. Boss throws one behind, hoping Hamilton was there. That went over his head. And now it is Wanderley as O'Bannon deferred the shot. Foul called. It is Prinsler's second. So Wanderley will go to the line for two. 5:34 to go here in the third quarter. First one on its way and a little too strong. Massive Panthers are in Class 1 District 10 as we take a look at their district. Second one will go in. Pardon me, the second one will go in for Wanderley. Makes it 21-50. Yeah, just a moment as Boss with another slam. He's got the dozen. As it's Tyler Buck to Wanderley through two. His shot to the left and out of bounds. Madison is the number five seed in the district. They'll be taking on North Shelby in their opening round game, which will be coming on February 19th at 7 o'clock. That district is going to be hosted by Community, who is the top seed. And here is Madison's Tyler Buck from the baseline. One more shot and a travel called on Wanderley. Canton gets the number two seed. Higby is seven. Community will get Marion County in a 1A matchup. And then Wellsville and Bevere is the 3-7 on in that boys' district. Couple good teams in that district. Canton, obviously, one to keep an eye on with Andy Anderson, one of the very well-coached teams in all of Big K country. You know, they have had a little turnover over the previous couple years with losing a couple of key guys like a Le'Veon Wilson and a Lance Logson, but they still have some pieces as Adrees Hamilton on that alley-oop, and Boss trying to go up the slam home, and now we're going to get a technical as Boss got caught hanging off the rim. Pretty easy call there. That will be Boss's fourth. And he's shrugging his hands to Coach Krause. What did I do to get a technical? And you're not allowed to hang on the rim. He's holding it to slow the momentum, but it's probably one too many. So Jimmy Layton will go ahead and shoot free throws here off the technical. And the first one will go in. We'll see if Bosch checks out after that being his fourth. Logan Fimler is checking in. Bosch gets a round of applause from the crowd. 8 points for Jimmy Layton, 52-23. And it will be Wanderley and gives it to Buck. At the top to Joe O'Bannon. Down to Buck again at the top. Man-to-man shown by Glasgow. Now left wing, now down low. Layton, his two is blocked by Cowens. Prinsler grabs it. to the right wing. This is Idris Hamilton, cuts in, and a sidestep two will go in. Hamilton with 28. Now top of the key, Joe O'Bannon buries a three, the first one in the evening for Madison. He has five. 3:40 to go, third quarter. 54-26, all Glasgow. Here's Sanders, now to Cowens. His teardropper with two surrounding him is not going to go. Leighton the rebound to Buck. Wanderley inside, out to Leighton. Pump fakes, now releases to three, over. And it is Chapman trying to keep it in, but finds Buck there on the wing. Tyler Buck trying to roll one. Goes off a Glasgow leg back to him. Wanderley, Buck, O'Bannon trying to get around Logan Fimler and lose control of it and out of bounds. Back to the Yellow Jackets. Christian Colston into the game first time for Madison as Idris Hamilton takes it up the left wing. He pulls up now to Prinsler. To Sanders. His three from the right elbow, nothing but net. He has 9 points. 57-26 Glasgow. Here's Christian Colston. Inside for Wanderley, stolen away by Sanders. He goes to the top of the key. Prinsler. This is an opportunity for Glasgow to maybe work on some offense, but instead, Idris Hamilton takes a right corner three, and it's boxed out by Chapman. Caleb Chapman across the timeline, strip. Now, Deshaun Cowens, one-on-one, and a foul called, and it is Buck that picks it up. First foul of the half for Madison. Another sub, Jacob Bean into the game for Glasgow. Yellow Jackets are the fourth seed in their district. Here's a fadeaway three by Hamilton. That's to the right. We'll look at that district overall in just a little bit. There's some intriguing teams in that district, too, to keep an eye on the Class 1 boys. On the left corner, this is Raven Thornton. Now for Chapman, banks it off the left block and in. Sanders for Glasgow, right wing, out to Hamilton. Now to Bean through the double team. And Logan Fimler pops it up and right through the net. Now Prinsler and Jacob Bean are the only two seniors that have yet to score. And now Leighton tries to get the shot. Steps out. Glasgow back with the rock. Here's Hamilton across the timeline now to Bean. Top to key, now right wing for Sanders. Minute five to go here in third quarter. Now Logan Fimler to Sanders, cuts into the baseline and gets the layup. Buck to Wanderley, his three drops in. Tyler Wanderley with four. Hamilton to the right corner. Now to Logan Fimler. Back out. Sanders trying to answer for three of his own. Chapman to rebound. 25 seconds to go in the third. And Buck defers. Ends up turning it over. Cowens on transition. He goes for the slam. And a foul called as Chapman denied it. Been shooting practice, unfortunately, for Glasgow in this game. net got tangled up within the rim off of the Cowans' attempt at the slam. Foul called on Chapman, his first. Deshaun Cowans, a 46% free throw shooter, trying to improve that, and he will with the first. So Glasgow's district, they're the fourth seed. They'll be taking on Keatsville in the 4-5 matchup, who is 14-6. Top two teams are Meadville and Northwestern Mendon. Meadville is ranked in class number one as Cowans goes 2-for-2 from the line, and I know the Eagles have been getting some votes as well. And anything can happen in Class 1 basketball, I can tell you that for a fact. So we'll be keeping an eye on that district for sure. Leighton, right wing, a three, takes a bounce off the top of the backboard after hitting initially off the back of the rim. So Glasgow will get one final inbound in this third quarter. Here's Adrees Hamilton. He's one up for a three and just missed it. He barely tipped it, and it was 3 inches shy from going in. 63-31, Glasgow with the lead on Crest.
When you hear pride in small-town America, you are talking about the Madison community and school. That long, rich history of deep-rooted community pride shines forth each time students, athletes, parents, grandparents, teachers, and fans in the community gather for a school or community event. The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff are very proud of their students and student-athletes. Long hours of practice have created a family atmosphere within the school district that carries into the community.
Here are a few debit and ATM card safety reminders from Regional Missouri Bank.
Memorize your PIN. Never write it down on anything in your wallet and never on your card.
Avoid choosing PIN numbers that relate to your personal information like birthdays or social security numbers. Never share your PIN with anyone.
If your card becomes lost or stolen, report it to us immediately. You can also notify us about travel plans and request travel alerts on your card.
Your debit and ATM card security is important to us.
Regional Missouri Bank, member FDIC.
Start of the fourth quarter here between Glasgow and Madison, 63-31, and here is a two-point try for Brandon Prinsler. That is not going to go. For basketball rules, the margin is greater than 30. We're in the fourth quarter, so by rule, we got a running clock until Madison can close the deficit to less than 30. Prinsler's first shot is off the front of the rim. I mentioned during the doubleheader we would take a look at the Madison Lady Panther bracket as well, and now would probably be an appropriate time, and we attempt to catch up with Dalton Armatrout to talk a little bit about the Lady Panther win. Here's the second coming up here for Prinsler. And that is off the back of the rim. Boss, the offensive rebound, and foul called, and this will belong to Tyler Buck, and Boss will go for two. So Madison will be the three seed despite getting votes in class number one, and that is going to be one tough district for the Madison Lady Panthers. Community Lady Trojans, the number two ranked team in class number one, as Boss leans back open, his shot will go in and does. They're 19-1 on the season. Their lone loss on the year came to a good Salisbury team who is ranked in class number two. And that was at the Sturgeon Tournament Championship. Boston will go 2-for-2. Canton, 8-12 on the year, but don't let that record fool you. They were the La Plata Tournament Champions, took out a Green City team that has a very hot Brooke Littrell, and a long two will go for Caleb Chapman off the left elbow. And that was a team that Madison lost to on the girls' side in Green City. And here's a try on the left wing, and it will go by Logan Fimler, and a timeout called. It's a substitution timeout for the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. as the starting five will all come take a seat. So we'll tell you about some of those starting five, but to finish that point, Madison will beat the three. The rest of the district, as this is Connor O'Bannon. Higbee's your four, North Shelby's five. Community will take on Wellsville in the 1A matchup. Canton gets Bevere, and Madison will take on Marion County in the 3-6. So with the running clock and taking a look at some of the players that are in, Tyler Buck is still one of them, and he just dropped a three off the left elbow. For Glasgow, we have Trevor Sanders as well as Drew Sanders. Cole Fimler is into the game. And a travel called, Carson Freever. And I think that is all for the Yellow Jackets on the floor. Meanwhile, for Madison, we've already seen Connor O'Bannon, the freshman, check in. Colston. Caleb Gibbler also in. Now we get a turnover for Noah Boss. And his two is not going to go up the floor for Raven Thornton. And now Joe O'Bannon gets bumped, and two will go in for the Madison Panthers. That will be Joe O'Bannon. So he has now 9 points. 4 minutes to go. Here's Carson Freebert to the right wing. Drew Sanders is three, too strong, and it's Cole Fimler to rebound. This crowd's going to go in a frenzy. One of these second stringers are going to score. Cole Fimler again. That's off the front. Here is Caleb Gibbler for Madison. Right wing for O'Bannon. Now to Connor O'Bannon. Top for Caleb. He tries to drive. His shot off the front. And it is taken away by Glasgow. Trevor Sanders trying to go coast to coast. His layup in and out. And the Lady Jacket crowd was about to go on their feet. And now a foul called. Noah Boss going to the line. Madison cut the margin down to 29. So the clock will come to a stop at 3:18. And the sophomore Noah Boss will go to the line. 2 for 2 in his varsity career and misses his first. I apologize, Mr. Boss. Unlike some people, I will take accountability for my responsibility. Noah second. He redeems himself. At the top, it's Joe O'Bannon. Now for Madison. Now to Caleb Gibbler from the right elbow. To Connor. Connor to Joe. With the two O'Bannons on the floor. Christian Colston. And now Madison tries to get back up top. They'll go left wing now for Joe. Joe O'Bannon down on the baseline. And will put up a two off the front and taken away by Cole Fimler, but it's a jump ball. Actually, they're going to get an over-the-back call on Cole Fimler. That'll be his first foul. Glasgow's schedule, or check that, Madison's schedule. They'll be taking on Sturgeon tomorrow. And then they'll round things out with a date against Community at home, and that will be senior night for the Panthers. Andrew Sanders crosses the timeline for the Yellow Jackets to the right wing for Trevor Sanders. His three in and out. And taken away by the Madison Panthers. Left side, Joe O'Bannon. And a foul call down low. I think this is going to be another blocking foul on Cole Fimler. That will be his second. Gibbler to Joe. Now to Colston. And Caleb Gibbler can't keep it alive. It'll stay with the Panthers just in front of the bench. O'Bannon. Three. Will not go. So Glasgow's going to improve to 13-7 on the year. Noah Boss gets a runner in. Madison will drop to 7-14, 0-7 in conference play. Glasgow will improve to 4-2. Their lone two losses in conference come to a good Sturgeon team who's going to be a top seed in their district. And those swirling in two for Raven Thornton, who actually scored the opening bucket for Madison. And their other loss came to Pilot Grove in their first meeting. Glasgow got the second one just Saturday. And a travel called as Carson Freeber was a little hesitant and gets a round of applause from the Lady Jackets team, who happens to be just right behind him. So one final inbound for the Madison Panthers. Joe O'Bannon. Or will it be the final inbound as Caleb Yibler comes up with it? Right wing, Carson Freever. The layup! And likely the final shot on the game. To 42-40, the Glasgow Yellow Jackets take care of business on the home court. Take a break on Crest, centralmoinfo.com, and take a look at some of your final numbers.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Alliant Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play purchases. All for doing simple things you'd do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid, bank local. That's free Kasasa checking. It's like keeping what you buy and getting your money back. This is Madsen Miller. For full details, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City. Or go to AlliantBank.com for your free account. Member FDIC.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Madison Glasgow CAC varsity doubleheader possible. That would be Meyer Satellite, Monig Industries Incorporated, La Crosse Lumber, the Glasgow School District, all of Glasgow. Xavier Storage Company, Madison C3 School, both of Madison. 7800 Taxi Service, Thomas Motors, both of Moberly. Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. MFA AgriService to Salisbury, Glasgow, Fayette, New Franklin, and Boonville. Alliant Bank of Madison, Pilot Grove, Blackwater, Boonville, Kirksville, and Monroe City. Sheraton Valley keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital in Macon. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. And Seinstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Let's go ahead and nominate our outstanding player of the game. How do you not give it to Adrees Hamilton? What a performance the senior put on in the first half, especially finishing with a total of 28 points, and all he needed was a total of 24 points in the first half to really make his impact in the game. He's closing in on 1,000. We'll ask McCrop what the new target number is for MSC. It is starting to work his way up here. And that's brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. We'll catch up with the Glasgow Yellow Jacket coach in 2 minutes on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
At Meyer Satellite in Glasgow, they believe that everyone deserves better TV. They offer Dish Network, where you can upgrade to Hopper. Meyer Satellite serves Howard and Saline counties and anyone within a 60-mile radius of Sheridan County. Call toll-free 660-338-9991 or stop by their office next to Henderson Drugstore in downtown Glasgow and order now. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturdays, 8 to 10, because you deserve better television and they are there to help. Meyer Satellite of Glasgow is a proud supporter of Glasgow and all area schools.
Sportsmanship. One who engages in fair play, setting an example for other players and participants in the game. A true definition of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets. Each season, Monic Industries Incorporated has noticed how these fine young players continue to be an example of this definition. It's through their dedication and leadership both in and out of the classroom that have made them true sportsmen. So keep up the good work and make everyone proud as you compete. And remember, you'll always be a winner with Monic Industries Incorporated of Glasgow. Proud supporters of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
The name Yellow Jacket strikes fear in anyone. Just like the Yellow Jacket found in nature, the Glasgow Yellow Jackets are bold, aggressive, and use teamwork to dominate. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, Staff, and Students of the Glasgow School District would like to take a moment to express their pride in the Glasgow Yellow Jackets, who strive to excel in their athletics as well as in the classroom. A big thanks goes to the coaching staff, parents, fans, and those who work hard behind the scenes, encouraging the Yellow Jackets to always do their best.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
We're back on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Mick Kropp, Glasgow Yellow Jacket coach, joining us here after a big 72-40 conference victory over rival Madison. What do you see out of your leading scorer, Adrees Hamilton, tonight in that first half?
Well, you know, I saw Adrees do what Adrees does. He scores the ball. He can put the ball in the basket. He can shoot the ball from the outside. He can get to the lane, finish through contact, even though he's not the biggest kid in the world. Makes free throws. And, you know, once he gets rolling, it's on.
When I was talking to Molly Monning during halftime, she said that Adrees actually did not have one of his better performances the other night against Pilot Grove. What was his motivation kind of coming in with having senior night in of itself, wanting to just put on a show here for the fans?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, yeah, he didn't play his best game the other night, but, you know, the thing about Adrees, I felt like this was going to be his night. We talked today. I said, this is going to be your spot right here. This is where you're going to hit some shots tonight. I think you're going to make 5 threes tonight. So I don't know what he ended up with.
Oh, I think he added more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I got 6.
Okay, yeah. So I just had a feeling tonight was going to be his night. I knew that they were probably going to play the 2-3, and I felt like he was going to get some good looks, and he got going early, and then once he starts going early, he can really fill it up.
And what does that do with him getting early, do just for the overall confidence for the rest of the team moving forward?
Well, you know, him and Drew really got going there in the first half. We really haven't had a lot of chance to do that this year, but this year has been just so crazy. We have had very little consistency in playing, and we'll play, and then we'll be off for a week, and we'll play, and we'll be off for 2 weeks, and then it's just been nuts. So it's nice. I would rather not do 4 and 5 days or 5 and 7 days, but, you know, it's the way it is, but it'd be nice to actually play and get some consistency.
Yeah, no question about that. And you told me about just having that consistency of play. You were very honest and said, I'm not really sure what my team's going to really look like because of that inconsistency play. Now you've had a game on Saturday. You had a game tonight. You're supposed to have another couple games later in the week. What have you gotten to learn about your Glasgow team here down this stretch?
Well, I think any night, and I've said this for a long time with this group, if we shoot the ball well, we're a very dangerous team. You know, the sky's the limit if we shoot the ball well and we defend and rebound, which is really a truth of a lot of teams. But when this team really does those things, we're a really good basketball team.
What's the one thing now you want to look to clean up prior to districts here next week?
Well, you know, we're right in the thick of the conference race. We don't control our own destiny, but we're pretty close to it. So we want to try and get ourselves in position to be ready to go every night. We got a tough one tomorrow night at Slater. We go to New Franklin Thursday mm-hmm. night, and then Slater comes to us Friday. So it doesn't get any easier. But, you know, I know we're looking forward to the challenge of going on the road and playing a really good team in Slater and in New Franklin. So I think everybody is just ready to play basketball.
Nick Kraft focusing at the task at hand. Coach, congratulations on a win. Appreciate you having us. Best
right,
luck here.
Thanks, Scott.
Not a problem. Nick Kraft joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Need a ride across town? Then call 7800 Taxi Service of Moberly at 263-7800. Car broke down or in the shop? Call 263-7800. Need a ride to the doctor's office or the grocery store? Call 263-7800. Had too much to drink? Don't get behind the wheel. Call 263-7800. Call 7800 Taxi Service in Moberly for a quick pickup and safe, secure passage when you need to get from here to there. 7800 Taxi Service sends a special salute to Keely Bennett and the Madison Panthers basketball team.
Are you looking to update your home? La Crosse Lumber of Glasgow can assist you. La Crosse Lumber has all your residential and commercial remodeling and new construction needs. From a full line of power tools to a full stock of supplies, they have everything to get the job done right. Ask about their delivery services as well. For all your lumber and home repair needs, stop by or call La Crosse Lumber, the oldest and most reliable lumber and hardware company in the Midwest since 1873. La Crosse Lumber, located on Highway 5 just north of Glasgow. La Crosse Lumber is a proud supporter of the Glasgow Yellow Jackets.
What's Kasasa? It's free checking that funds your fun, now available at Alliant Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play purchases, all for doing simple things you'd do anyway. Free Kasasa checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid, bank local, that's free Kasasa checking. It's like keeping what you buy and getting your money back. This is Madsen Miller. For full details, ask us at Alliant Bank, located in Boonville, Pilot Grove, Kirksville, Madison, and Monroe City. Or go to AlliantBank.com for your free account. Member FDIC.
We're going to wrap things up here on Crescent Central Mo Info. I think Dalton Armatrout was heading towards the bus. And I know the roads are supposed to be getting a little slick, so don't blame him one bit if that happens to be the case. We'll see if we can try and track them down. If we do, you'll hear that interview later on this evening on CentralMoInfo.com. Got a busy day of hoops tomorrow on our regional radio airways. We got the MACC Women's taking on Iowa Western on Quicks at 4:50. Varsity doubleheader on Crest between Salisbury and Harrisburg tomorrow night at 6:05. The men will be taking on Link Your Prep against MACC about 6:50, and then Mizzou will take on Arkansas on the Captain at 7:30. Big thanks to Trevor Burris spinning the dials tonight at the Moberly Motor Sports Desk, and thanks to you for listening all evening long here from Glasgow High School. So for Trevor, I'm Scott. Good night from Glasgow High.
Just heard another reason why Kress is your all-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047 All-American Kress.